Weiter in Shas, we are Maseches Zevor Zor, Daf Nun Gimel, picking up on Nun Beis and Beis, but a Baal, but a Page, but a Mishnah, but a Mishnah. Zok the Elik Mishnah. Ovid Gochavim Vata Avodus Kocham Shalom. An Avodus Zara can go on Vata's own Avodus Zara. Veshachaver and also his friends, his friends Avodus Zara as well. Yisrael, Im Vata Avodus Kocham Shall Ovid Gochavim. A Yid is unable to go and nullify that of a non-Jewish Avodus Zara. Mavata Avodus Kochavim, Mavata Misham Shah, one who's Mavata. Also, the things that come along with it, the accessories of Mavata as well. Bitum Shamsha, we have just accessories. Then Mishamshin Mutarin, all the other stuff is going to be. Let's try it again. Mishamshin Mutarin, Revihi Asura. But he itself is going to be Asur. Masele Rabbi Shimon Berei, he taught him, Ovi Kochav Mevatel Avodis Kochav Shelo Vishel Chaveru. Amalei, Rabbi Shimon says to him, Rabbi, Shanisa Lanu Yalduscha, but you taught us in your younger years that Ovi Kochav Mevatel Avodis Kochav Shelo Vishel Yisrael. And now you're telling us that he can nullify only that of him, of a non-Jewish Avodah Zarah, and not of a Yid. The Yisrael, Mika Mevatla, can the Avodah Zarah of a Jew ever be nullified? But it says Vasam Besesar, it's got to be placed in secret, which we learned out that a Yiddish thing can't be nullified. And for the Gemara, Rabbi Hillel Bered Rabbi Valis, Lo Nzicha Sheyesh Lo Ba Shutfus. The Mishnah's din, according to that, is needed only where the non-Jew has a Shutfus, a partnership with the Avodah Zarah, to teach that in that case he's able to nullify even the Yid's part of the Avodah Zarah. Bialduso Maikasavar, Vizigusa Maikasavar. Now, what was it Rabbi held in his youth that he held that? And Avodah Zarah can a little bit, it's partly owned by a Yid, is able to be nullified by the non-Jew. And what he held in his older age, that he decided to change his position. Think that the reason why a Yid is going to worship Avodah Zarah is only because of the fact that he has a non-Jewish partner. Saying once the Avodah Zarah's thing is batal, he's also going to be gone. Then as he got older, he said, nah, really, Jews are doing it for their own reasoning. When the guy gets rid of his part, he's all batal, his is not. Now, Iga the Masala Sefer, some taught this din of Rav Hillel Bar Vavalis, according to the second part, which says, Yisrael Einu Mavatel Avodas Kochavim Shel Ovi Kochavim. Yid's not able to be Mavatel, the Avodah Zarah, of a non-Jewish of Avodah Zarah next Avodah Zarah. Pshita says, obviously, only a non-Jew can nullify it. What do you mean? So, Amar Rav Hillel Beray, beep, turn the page. Nun Gimelav, the Rabbi Valis, Lo Nischa Sheyesh Butlo Ba Shutfis, for Kamash Malan, Yisrael Hudla Mavatel of Kacham, Avodah Kacham, and Vnashim Mavatel. We only need this din in order to teach where the non-Jewish Avodah Zarah next. As a partnership in the Avodah Zarah, and Kamash Malan comes to teach us Yisrael Hudel Mavatel of Gachavim. A Yid can't go and be Mavatel the part of the Avodah Zarah, but Avodah Gachavim the Nafshi Mavatel, but Avodah Zarah Nick himself can nullify his own part of the Avodah Zarah. Ikid the Masalei Abraisa. Some are going to talk this whole din of Yarn Abraisa. Rabbi Shimon Ben Asi Omer Avodah Gachavim Shal Yisrael Ain La B'Tila Olamis. It doesn't can't be Mavatel at all. My Olamis, what does it mean at all? I'm Rabbi Hillel Ben Rabbi Valis Lo Nischa Elish Yish Lo Dilav Gachavim Bar Shutvus Where Has a Shut. Kamash Malan is coming to teach you Yisrael adaited Rafshe Pelchi worships on his own das, and therefore it's Hamavoto. Next Mishnah, Ketzim Vatayim Vatal, it cuttle Rosh Azna. If you cut off the tip of the ear, Rosh Chatzim, the tip of the nose, Rosh Etzma, the tip of the finger of this idol, or Pchasa, he dented it, or Afal Pisha, Lo Chisa, even though he didn't take away any of it, didn't remove any of it, just dented and pushed in, Bithas Batal. Ragu Fanev, if you spit in front of it, Hishna Fanev, you used the bathroom in front of it, Gara, you dragged it to the mud, Zarg Baz, or you threw poop at it, Terezu and a Batesan Batal. Bachar, if you sell it on Mishkan, or you gave it as a mashkun, as a collateral. Rabbi Omer Bittel, Rabbi said he's Mevatel, Chomer Melobet, he says, no, it's not Batal. Says the Gemara, Kilo Chisra, if the idol's not lacking anything, you know, when you punch in the face and it makes, well, we're going to see it in a minute, but when you whack it in a way that, like, it goes in, but it doesn't lose anything, how is it Batal? Rabbi Zera, Shep Chasa Befaneh, what it means, you did it in the face, you whacked it in the face, rest is Bekilkot, it's resting, you ruin its Sura. Rako Fanev, Hishnah Befaneh, we go and you use the bathroom, you spit in front of him, use the bathroom in front of him, Minanimi. Where do we learn this out that doing such a thing before an idol is not going to be mevatel? You're being disgraceful for it, but it's not going to be mevatel it. I'm a chitzke, the Dumbakar, the Pasuk says, Vayaki Yura, Vihis Katzaf, Vikil, Vamalko, Vilakov. Pardon, Vilohav, Upana Lamaila. Pasuk says it will be that when the Avodah Zarah is going to be hungry. when the guy is going to be hungry. He's going to become angry and curse his king and his gods and turn up to look at the real Hashem. And then afterwards he's going to look back down. Even though he got angry at his god, he's going to go back and look. He looks at the real god. He's going to eventually give that up and go right back to where he was. His eyes are going to look down and his misfortune and darkness. El Eretz Yabid, even though he gives up on it, he looks at Hashem, eventually he goes back to the Zohar Zara. Ay. Mechara. Last part of the Mishnah says, Mechara O Mishkan Rebbe Omer Bittel. If let's say the Vodazarnik sold the idol or gave it as a Mashkan, Rebbe says that he has Mevatel it, but the Chum say no, he didn't. Okay, now Ze'iri Amar Rabbi Yochanan Rabbi Yirmiyah Bar Abba Amar Rav Achad Amar Machlokas Betzarif of Rechavim. One said that the Machlokas is about an idol that's sold or given as a mashkan to a one who's a smelter who's an Avodah Zarenik. That's one who like melts down stuff. Aval Betzarif Yisrael, but a Jewish one, Divya Kol Bittel. Everyone's going to say that's going to be Bittel. Achad Amar Betzarif Yisrael Machlokas says, no, the Machlokas is even within Betzarif Yisrael. Yibayilu Frag, the Gemara, Betzarif Yisrael Machlokas. You want to say that it's Betzarif Yisrael? That you want to tell me that, you know, that the machlokas between Rebbe and the Chachamim is about a Jewish one. Avatovu Chachamim Divrei Kol Lopatel. Was going to say it's not Batel. Odelma b'mizeh b'mizeh machlokas. You want to say there's a machlokas in both of them. So Tzutashema Adam Rebbe Nirin Devarai Kishemachara Lechablo. My words appear where the owner sold it to destroy it. That's we're going to say that's going to be Batel. V'Divrei Chavurai. In the words of my friends, is where he sold it in order to serve it. Then it's not going to be batel. Now, what does it mean when he says to destroy it? What does it mean to serve it? Is it actually destroyed and Ovdo means to really serve it? Then what's the reason the one who says that it's going to be batel in the second case? It's not batel in the first case. What does it mean? It must be that to destroy it means sold to someone who's destined to destroy it. Umano Tzarev Yisrael, and who is that? The Tzarev Yisrael, the Jewish smelter. La'ovda, l'misha asa la'ovda, and to worship means to someone who is destined to worship it. Umano Tzarev Avicham, that's like a guy. Ushma mina, bim b'zeh b'm b'zeh machlokas, machlokas is in both of them. Says Gemara, lo, not true. Achgar, I mean, really, this is what it means to say. Amar Rebbe, nirin devarai l'chavirai, he said, my words appear to be correct, and my colleague, my friends, where the owner sold the Avodah Zarah to someone who is going to destroy it, to Manu Tzarev Yisrael, to a Jewish smelter. Because even my friends, they're not arguing with me except to where he sold it to someone who's going to worship it, another Avodah Zarenik. But where he sold it to someone who's going to destroy it, in the name of the Yid, then they agree with me that this is already going to be batal o mevotal. The Gemara asks a question that there's no machlokas where the Avodah Zarah is sold to a Jew that is nullified. Someone who bought scraps of silver from an Avodah Zarah and he found in them an Avodah Zarah in it. If he did Mashiach on it in order to do a kinyan on it before he gave the money, Yachsir, he should just give it back. But if he gave the money, then he did Mashiach, then Yolach Yam HaMelech, throw it into the Yam HaMelech, this idol. If you want to say, it makes sense, we want to say that the machlokas, even where the buyer is a smelter, is Jewish, then we could say, Hamani Rabbanan, we say that this is going according to the Rabbanan, right? The Chamim, they held that a sale alone is not an act of bittel, even when the Vodazari next sold it to a Yid. Therefore, the town is going to them. But if everyone's going to say it's batel, how many? Who are you going like? And for the Gemara, shiny awesome. No, that's different. The owner sold the scraps, assuming that they were just scrap metal. He didn't sell them, assuming there's a Avodah Zarah in there. Therefore, his sale in that case is not going to be any sort of bittul. Tana Rabbanan. Lava Alev, even Avodah Zarah, borrowed money against an idol. Right? He gave it as a mashkin. If nothing works out, you end up to get this, right? Even to a Yid. So let's say there was a mapolis, and something goes ahead and it crashed down on it. The building fell on it. Rashi says, Venu Chashlopnos, he doesn't care to go into to pull it out of there. Oh, she can have a list. I want to say you've got of him stole it. Oh, she and Yichua by Limahochlim in Yisam, where the owner left it behind and he went overseas. And what's it then? Beep, turn the page. Nun Gimel Amad Bey is him. I see the last of Kimel Chames Yoshua. If he's going to return and retrieve it at some time, like the war of Yoshua, which that means in Ein of Atela, it's not going to be batel. Utsricha, and it's necessary to teach his din in all four of the cases. The E Tana Lava Aleh, if the Tana taught that the idol remains usher only in the case where the Avodah Zaranik borrowed against it, then we would have said that it applies only in that case, but the Lo Zabna Lo Batla, where we could prove and say from the fact that he didn't sell it, that he didn't really want to be Mavatlet. Aval Nafla Mapolis, but if a ruins fell upon it, Lo Kamifanila Ema Batla Batla. The fact that he wasn't uncovering it must be its bottle. Tzricha, therefore, it's necessary to teach that it's not going to be bottle even when the ruins fell upon it. Vitana Nafla Mapolis, and if the Tana would have taught the case where this Mapolis fell upon the idol, but not the case where it was stolen, then we would have said that it's not batel only in the case of the ruin. Mishum desavra hamanach hamanchas. The owner is going to say, if it's placed over there beneath it, kolim sabiina lo la shokilna. Whenever I want to go, if I want, I'm able to take it. Therefore, the fact it doesn't do it is not a batel. Aval gnavua listem, but we've got enough of them stole it. I would say midlo kamahadar abasar batul batel. The fact is he's not going to go after his own to get it. Therefore, he's mivatel tzricha. They have to say in that case as well. Vitana gnuva listem, and if the Tana would have taught the third case where the ganavim stole the idol, but not the fourth case where the owner went overseas, then we would have said that it's not going to be batel only in the case where it was stolen. Bishum the savri iovid kacham shakala, because he's going to think to himself, if a guy stole is he just took it, mivach palachla, then he's going to go and serve it. Yisrael shakala, but if a yid took it, I did the damei yikarim bizabin lelo kacham palachla. Since it's expensive, he's going to sell it to a guy. And he's going to go and worship. With owners left it behind and went overseas, and we would say, since he didn't take it with him, he's mavatla. Therefore, it's coming to necessarily teach me. It was therefore necessary for the Tana to teach that the Vodazari is not batel in any of these four cases. This is the same one we have mentioned. The question is, what does that even mean? Midi milchemes Yoshua meader hader. Did they return from Yoshua's war? Right, the Amorayim did not come back after the wars; they were all killed. Hachigam, as it means to say, Ema Sidin Lachzar Harehu kimilchemes Yoshua. If he intends to return and retrieve the Avodah Zarah at some point in the future, then it's also just like the Avodah Zarahs of Amorayim, the Amorim, who fought in Yoshua's war, were aser ve'en lo b'teila, and it has no bittel. Why is necessary to be told of this then to the status of the Amori of Lazar at the time of Yeshua's war? Let the person say that in each of these cases the vote is not batel. So the Gemara must have a much more that's coming to teach you something along the way. If you have a Yid who stood a brick upright to bow down to it, above when the guy came and he bowed down to it, the guy now asked it, even though it's not his. Minal and the Asra. And we said, how do we know that he asked it? Amar Belazar, b'tchila shel Eretz Yisrael. We know this because it's similar to the case of when the Yidden came, when they first started to take over the land of Israel. Amar Rachman of Asherim Tishuvais. Pasuk says, go ahead and burn their Asheras in the fire. Mechtitz, break it down. Yerusha Hila Hamei Avoseim. The Eretz Yisrael is the Yerusha to Bnei Yisrael from their forefathers. Vena the most of the person can't ask for something that doesn't belong to them. So why were those Asherah trees aser? If you want to say that they're aser because of those trees that were worshipped before the land was given to the Avos, Bibitula Alma Sagilu, then just a simple nullification would be enough to make a mutter. Elamid the Polchu Yisrael, Egel, you have to say at the time that they saw did the Aver by serving the Egel's of. They revealed that their state of mind is that the Avodah Zarah was nichalu, that was good for them. So the Avodah Zarah came in the land of Israel and they came and they worshipped the trees. They were just doing the shlichas of what the Yidden really wanted. Here also, you saw Shazak of Lofena. When he goes and he sets it up, he's revealing this das that he's okay to go into serving his good. V'chias, it's okay. When he comes to go and serve it, when his owner comes to serve, he's just doing the yid's shlichas. Maybe it was only good for the by the eagle azav they were good, but not by anything else.
Pasuk says, these are your gods, O Israel. What's the plural? Malamit she'ivu le'lohos harbe. The Torah is teaching that the Bnei Yisrael desired many gods, many powers. Ema koba debahadi egel nitzuru. Let's see, all avodah zarahs that were worshipped together with the egel azov should be aser mikan v'elch nitzuri, but anything worshipped from that time onward should be mutter. Says Gemara, man mochach. And for the Gemara, who can prove which are the aser ones? Since they can't be identified, therefore all asher trees are going to be aser. Okay, my friends, we are going to stop over here. I want to show you all a great, great day.